Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, Butte's great wealth attracted some colorful scam artists. Jewel LeClaire again arrested. A young woman who made sensational breaks in Butte, now held in San Francisco with man for burglary. Miss Jewel LeClaire, the flat-footed young woman who made a number of sensational escapes from jails in Butte last December, is now under arrest in San Francisco, where she's held for burglary according to information received by Chief of Police J.J. Murphy and Sergeant Joe Williams of the City Identification Bureau. Also arrested with Miss LeClaire in San Francisco is another character who has figured in Butte police circles. Neil White, alias George Raymond, or Burt McAllister, is also being held on two counts of burglary. He's said to be a close friend of the LeClaire woman. It would be remembered that Jewel LeClaire, age 19, came to Butte a few days before Christmas posing as a Red Cross nurse. She registered at one of the prominent hotels of the mining camp, but was arrested within a day after her arrival in a Southside rooming house. She told police she'd been sent here from Cheyenne, Wyoming, to do canteen duty at the depots among returning soldiers. She also said she was to be joined here by five other girls from Chicago, but the girls from the Windy City never put in an appearance. When taken to the Butte Police Station by City Detective Ed Morrissey, she was locked up in a room at the rear of the patrol wagon garage. From that place, she made her escape through the transom. It was then that she tried to conceal her whereabouts in a rooming house, but she was soon apprehended. In police court the following morning, she was given a county jail sentence by Judge Whitty. But as she was being taken below by jailer Barney Lavelle, she made a dash for the street, only to again be overtaken by Detective Morrissey in a spirited chase. Close vigilance on the part of police officers finally succeeded in landing the nimble girl in the county jail. But it was from that Bastille that she effected the most sensational escape of them all. After being relieved of her street clothing by Matron O'Rourke, Miss LeClaire bolted through an open door on the third floor of the county jail. She dashed into a department store on Park Street and plucked a new hat and cloak. But it was not again taken into custody until about noon the following day. The department store management declined to prosecute. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.